of course, I remember a lot of old. My mother used to tell me a lot of a lot of real interesting happenings.
Yeah, and you can remember some of the stuff that she said.
I mean, like when she went to school with her two older half brothers, they went on a mule.
Oh wow!
And they rode like 8 or 10 miles on a mule or a horse and to go to school, and that the wolves used to get after them. And that they used to, I guess during the season at the time that they expected wolves, that they used to carry, when they'd be hog killing time or slaughter time, they would carry waste in a sack with them on the horse. And when she was a little girl, she remembered this. And then when the wolves would start after them, you know, and start not attacking but taunting them and so forth, that they would wait till they got a pretty good collection after them, and then they would throw down the, she called them entrails. They'd throw down the entrails, and the wolves would start a fight, and they would kill each other, and then they'd ride on off to school. It was just an everyday occurrence.
Wow. That's amazing.
That was right here in South Arkansas.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I find that almost hard to believe.
Yeah.
My mother was a real truthful person. And
who could make up something like that?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, you think, well, how hard it is to get an education. Mm. That impressed me.
That anybody cared that much to have to do all that. This is going to be about different buildings.
Okay.
Do you know what you call a building to store corn in?
Hopper.
Do you know what you would store grain in?
Elevator.
Now, this you probably will know, because on a barn, the upper part of a barn is called?
Loft.
Okay, now, before they baled hay, when they just used to pile it up, you call those things?
Right.
Yeah.
Where the needle holders was loft.
You're right, Nathan. Did you ever see one that was a covered haystack?
Yeah.
What did they call that? Do you know?
It's still just a haystack to me.
Okay. Do you know what, have you ever heard of any names for, like when they would rake up the hay in little piles, like a rick? Have you ever heard?
Yeah.
Oh, you have heard that?
Yeah, a rick.
Okay.
I mean, I would have known what someone was talking about, but I wouldn't have used it.
But you wouldn't have used it,
no,
right.
It wasn't in my vocabulary system.
Right. Okay, now where would people keep horses?
In a barn.
Okay.
Not a stable, but a barn.
But a barn. Now, in addition to the barn, was there ever a special place to milk the cows outside?
No, in the barn.
Now, where would people keep hogs and pigs?
In the barn.
Hogs and pigs too?
Yeah, everything was called a barn to me.
Well, did they, okay.
Oh, well, no, they had a pen, a pig pen.
Yeah, okay. And had
But everything was around the barn. The pig pen was always next to the barn. If you opened the door, they could come into a feeding area, or you feed them right up there. But you had a place, a pig pen, adjacent to a barn where you could let them in the wintertime.
What would you call a plant that processes milk?
A dairy.
Did you ever hear of anything else called a dairy?
No.
Well, before they had
a creamery.
Okay, you've heard of a creamery.
Yeah. But we thought, to me, a creamery was where they made butter, and they made creamery butter, which was kind of a second-rate butter to me, because we always had fresh milk butter. My mother milked and made butter from the milk. Creamery butter was something that city people had to eat.
What would you call the place around the barn where the animals might walk around?
Just the barnyard.
And then a place, now, like on a farm, a place where they could go out and graze.
Well, if it was a meadow, it was a meadow. I don't know.
Well, pasture?
Yeah, pasture. Yeah, sure,
okay.
Really. I just didn't think I'd mind. It would have been the most common place.
Yeah.
little over 40.
Yeah. cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Now, what would be the difference to you between a field and a patch?
Just size.
Just size?
Yeah.
One would, which would?
Field would be big, the patch would be smaller.
Okay. Do you know a name for a little low white wooden fence that people used to have in their yards? It would be kind of pointed on the, it'd be made of like sort of like slats and they came to points at the top.
A rickrack fence?
I
can't visualize what you're describing.
Okay, do you know anything called a picket fence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a picket fence, sure.
All right, okay.
Very common.
That used to be very common.
With whitewash on it.
With whitewash, yeah.
Very common. We used to whitewash trees around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you whitewash trees up to, used to be considered a fancy, up about as tall as you stand, to whitewash trees. Very common.
Wow, I never saw
whitewash that. Whitewash everything.
I know they're whitewashed,
too. Yeah, they, I mean, like a house across the street over there, it'd be just a certain height all the way across.